What it do, what it does, what it be like. It's your boy Black Girl, aka Dr. Oz. This is the Doctor's Orders Podcast, brought to you by Highs Entertainment and Enterprises, and also, as usual, Vision Sport Management. Now, this go round is very, very special, as you can already see, because this time you have a split screen in front of your face. It ain't just me by myself. I mean, I'm in the lab by myself, but on the other line, I have a day one bro from that zillion quarter town, Louisiana, that y'all heard me talk about my whole existence, you know. But what's very special about this man here is he is the owner of Vision Sport Management, Mr. Jonathan Belt. How you doing there, bro?
Good, man. Happy and blessed to be here, man. You know, it's an honor to see you make it this far, and man, I watch you from the ground up. Watch you from the ground up, man. This is very special, and I'm very honored to be on your show, which is going to be one of the hottest shows going forward in our culture, man.
Man, with your help and everybody else's support, I sure hope so. But I appreciate you, bro. I likewise, man. I seen it from the get go, bro. Like the jump, you've been grinding all your life, bro. To be honest, I seen you do a lot of different things. So if you want to start, man, tell them a little bit about the beginning, man. What made you get into what you're doing right now?
Well, as you know, I had a small fighting background back in the 06 to 08 timeline. It really wasn't nothing crazy. I wanted to give back to the guys who are struggling like I was at the time, you know, being a father and trying to handle my business, plus try to chase a dream. It was too hard to handle. So I had a bunch of years of rinse and repeat and always being told, man, that's a great idea. Man, you know, you're right. Man, you're on to something. And, you know, sometimes, bro, you know, my best advice in life was to actually stop listening. When you hear things like that, believe in that, you know. And last May, we started a company, me and my partner, Morgan Gillery. We started a company called Vision Sport Management. And we wanted to help fighters first. Now, a lot of people say help, but a lot of people, once they get into the trenches of it, it's kind of hard to keep your word.
That's right.
So, so we had a little hiccup at the beginning, which everybody does, and that's either gonna make you or break you. Right. You know, and what we done was we turned ourselves not only as a management team, but now we're service providers for fighters. We're probably gonna be the first service providing management company, and what that means is we don't lock you in a contract. We basically just give you what you need or what you're looking for out of a manager. But yeah, we've been moving pretty good. But that's where we are now. And like I said, brief fighting career, country boy, you know, Basil, Louisiana. You know, came from nothing, trying to make something. Just like the rest of everybody that came up around us. And like I said, it's just, you know, just happy to be here, happy to be where I am in life, 36 years strong, you know.
Man, you said a mouthful with that, bro. I for real, cause a lot of the people that we came up with, no longer here with us due to one circumstance or another. So it's always good to see another brother from our neighborhood and from where we from in that Southwest Louisiana come up and do something. But what really touched me with what you just said was the fact that you were willing to help. You wanted to help the fighters. Coming from the background of what I was doing with like the music and the performance and whatnot, it's not a lot of people. First off, it's not no organizations that's going to sit down and say, hey, man, we got this, we got that, we got that. Those organizations are called record labels, and they out to get you. So when it comes to that industry, you can't really have that level of trust. So how is it that you were able to get these, I don't know, these fighters or I guess aspiring fighters? Because you work with amateurs to professionals, right?
Yeah, we work with fighters on all levels. You know, I want to take something right quick before we go into that. A lot of people wondering, am I just saying I'm a manager and I'm doing things that I don't know what I'm getting myself into? I want to make it clear. You just spoke about the music industry. One of my key guidances to creating this company was the music industry, promotional wise. You know, the music industry helped me a lot. You know, I was very inspired by Chris Gotti, Irv Gotti's brother, to create a company that could help the venture, not the organization. And this is really hard for everybody to understand that we're not trying to be the suits. We're trying to be the store. We want everybody to come to the store and get what they're paying for. Right. I really, but back to your question, I would like for everybody to understand, I work with all levels of fighters because they're all having different situations in their lives that we can help, but we also want to be involved to where we can get everybody to the top level. Now, the hardest part of my job is to get everybody to believe they are where they are. And we work with multiple fighters. I don't know any management team that'll take a chance on a losing fighter, on a fighter that's struggling, on that's a fighter bad. That just needs a break. You know what I mean?
That was my next thing. How is it to work with these? Okay, a lot of people go half step. They gonna say they want to do this and say they want to do that. Like, what percentage of the clients that come to you guys daily are actually about what they talking about? Because I know a lot of folks going up seeing this podcast and be like, well, man, I was thinking I could fight because they didn't gotten. No, like, it's a whole, you have to be very disciplined. So how is it to, how many hard heads do you get in there compared to real competitors that want to make it to the top?
Daily. I mean, it's a joke to some people, you know. They might see a fight and feel inspired to call me and message me and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I'm feeling very inspired. I'm very mad. I want to fight. Instead of going to a gym and having a nice sparring match, they want to actually get on TV and, you know, try to hurt themselves. And you know, they don't understand the time and the sacrifice that it takes to get to that level, to get to the TV fights. We get a lot of wannabes, you know, and we make it crystal clear whenever we contact or get into contact with anybody. We're not in the talking business. We're in the fighting business. Okay. This is the key word is business. It's not friendship. It's business. Okay. That means that there's going to be some transactions maybe involved that you may not agree with, or you may agree with, but it is business at the end of the day. And for somebody to call me and say, hey man, I just want to do this just because, I'm not in that business. I'm in the business. I want to do this because I need blank. I want to do this because my family needs blank. Right. We make sure that we dot all of those lines because we don't want these guys to think that we're in the shady business. We're not. We're offering services to better your career, not ours, yours.
Right. Straight assistance, but the power moves, right?
Yeah. And, you know, percentage-wise, I probably say we get about 65% jokers a month.
Yeah. That's fair. That's about accurate. I was thinking I was thinking maybe even more than that, but I know it's got to be frustrating. But you ain't got to focus on those, because I know that you guys have a lot of successful people that you guys are working with, a lot of things that you have that you're looking forward to doing. I'm gonna stay to that. Stick with me right quick, because I wanted to ask you.
You're good. Take your time, brother.
I wanted to ask you exactly, but you kind of got into it already, because I was gonna ask you about the amateur fighters, the pro fighters, the duds, like the different tiers. We kind of went through that. So what do you enjoy most about what you guys are doing over there at Vision Sport?
The best thing about Vision Sport is to analyze and chop it up with my partner, Morgan. When we get a story, or we get a guy or a woman, a male or a female, I'm sorry, that has an opportunity and has been hustled or played, and for us to take advantage of that situation and turn it around, it's joy. You know, we don't do this for clout. We do it for joy. The joy at the end of the day is to actually see most fighters just want validation. They want redemption and they want respect. And for us to actually give them that opportunity makes me feel like, you know, I'm needed and I'm doing something right.
Man, that's dope. I wish more people were out there trying to do that in other industries and other businesses, because it's really crab in the bucket. I don't know how it is, you know, with mixed martial arts or any of the fighting that you guys, what other genres of fighting are you guys doing? Is it just MMA?
We take fighters, we take boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, Muay Thai kickboxers, submission grapplers are welcome on a promotional tip. You know, that's about it. We don't shy away from what's hot and what's feeding the country, you know, socially. We don't want to get into slap fighting or any of those joke sports, man, that they got out now.
You be seeing that, bro? Bro, I thought about you the other day. I'm glad you cleared that up on podcast, because I was like, man, I don't know if I would invest in this sport. It's something to watch. It's entertaining as hell, but I don't think this is something to invest in. So I'm glad to hear that you ain't really got
it. Yeah, and you can't and see, our biggest issue is creating a star. Yeah. Number one, if you're not a star, you have to be creative. You're not going to be chosen. You're not, you know, you have to work hard and create that following.
Stay right slap. There. Please elaborate on that, though. Please tell people that this is not I woke up like this type of sport. Like, because I got a lot of folks that say they just want to fight. Please explain that this takes work, man, because they don't understand.
I had a fighter yesterday that we had a chance to talk to from Oklahoma. Great story. This young man is he's trying to get a win, and he's trying to validate himself as a contender in life and in the ring, and he has no help. And that, to me, that's like, fishing, to a shark, because I'm like, great. That gives me a lot of work to do, and it keeps me motivated to work. So basically, we had a long conversation about how, if you don't have the right team around you, if you don't have the help, you know, we're all tough in this business, but if we don't have the help, it could be a catastrophic decision to be fighting without help. So we get a lot of the, you know, I woke up like this type stuff. And, you know, we get a lot of, I woke up like this and I think I can, I think I can. We don't want that. We're not in that business. I just want guys to understand, and women to understand, if you put in the work, and I make this very clear, you're getting in the ring, not us. And, you know, if we can get that understanding, we can have a lot more easier stress, you know, less stress going into the ring.
Yeah. And I know people think about it like, okay, they're taking this time and effort to work with Vision Sport, but it's, to be honest, you guys are doing almost most of the work, even though they have to physically get in the ring and do all the training. But you guys are really motivating these people, taking care of these people. You're providing services to get these people's names and mm-hmm. reputations to precede them wherever they go. I mean, it's just you don't see that nowhere. So it's like, what inspired you to do that besides for what you explained? Because I know you said you just was doing it yourself, but it's like, what motivates you to continue to do that? Yeah.
Constantly seeing people get hustled. That's what motivates me. To see a guy get a bad decision win, to see a fighter not know questions, answers to questions, a fighter that, you know, he sees, he sees a guy having success and he doesn't know not one way to get there. You know, that's what really, you know, inspires me to be like, hey, you know, if we know this information, why can't everybody just know it? You know, why are they going to the gym and not asking these questions? Why are they not asking their coach? Why is the coach not saying, hey, hold up, guys, we're not going to train today. We're going to go over the business side. because I know a lot of you want to get into this business. See, a lot of people think, oh, I'm just getting into a fight. I'm a warrior. I'm a gladiator. No, you're in a business. Your livestock, man. Okay? Like I said, your life stock, man. So it's
y'all
real.
That. For real. Livestock.
Your livestock. Not your live. You're not livestock. Your livestock. And if your stock is low, it's low. If it's high, everybody's buying it. Okay?
You get what you pay
That's
for.
That's our job. Okay? And some people, we get them at a low stock. And we want to build them up and bring them up slowly, methodically, so they can ease the transition into the excitement of you need it and you want it. We don't want to spook anybody. But yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from seeing bad things happen. I get a lot of inspiration from having dialogue with my partner about what we could change into informing these guys of knowing, oh, you know, what you're going to get yourself into.
You see, man, that's what I want all the viewers and listeners to really latch on to. See something, say something. If you see somebody struggling, if you have some knowledge that anybody else could use to this whole, we got to share this planet. We got to make the world somewhat easy. So it's like, I never did understand the crab in the bucket techniques that most communities have amongst each other. Go ahead.
And in the fight business, it's a lot worse. It's a lot worse.
I can only imagine. For real.
But, you know, listen, I'm not going to be, and I'm not one of the most liked guys. When I say, oh, I'm going to help people tell me, who you going to help? What you want to help somebody for? He don't need help. He's a loser. Right?
I get that. On the people. Right, right.
Yeah. I get that a lot. And what I'm trying to change is, you know, yes, he is. Yeah, he has lost. But he's still searching for something. So we're not going to help this person. We're going to hurt this person. You know what I mean? We're going to kick him while he's down.
You can
right?
While he's down. I was just thinking that.
Right? Or we're gonna try our best to help him understand what he's doing, where he's at, and where he should be.
Yeah.
Okay? We constantly want to keep that, you know, going.
And you're boosting them to get there. And that's what's wonderful about it, because like I was saying a minute ago, people don't want to boost the next. If whoever's up don't want to see whoever's down come up. And it's always been crab in a bucket. I'm sure, like you said, fighting is probably so much different than any of these other industries, whether it be working in plants, whether it's the teachers and their unions, whether it's the restaurant workers, your Walmart workers, your rappers, your athletes. It's always been crab in the bucket, or I don't want to feed the next man if I got a large plate. So glad to see that you and your organization is doing that. I wish every 100 years of success on you and the squad. What you guys got planned for coming up in the near future, man?
More exciting fighters, more talented fighters, more fighters that are going to be representing us on a higher level of social media. We're looking to branch out 5 hours away, 5 hours in. Our clothing line, Chaos Fighter, we have moved to a quarterly clothing. So what that means is every quarter, we will be changing the style for fighters. If you join us now, January, February, March, we will be representing the red and black and the black and red. And then April, May, and June, March, April, May, June, we will be representing another color. So it varies. When you come in, it's not going to be bland. We give help to a lot of creativity, but we also want to be different. We also want to make sure our fighters are clothed and ready and they're not wearing no junk. We also have, you know, we have our gym in Oberlin, Louisiana, owned by Mark and Guillory, Silverbacks Muay Thai Fitness and Catch Wrestling, which is thriving right now. It's one of the best gyms in Louisiana. We also have a lot of things going. I mean, we are reaching heights that 3 years ago, when we were at the bottom, we started all of this, man. We didn't think we would be here. And if anybody thinks that, oh, well, y'all were just handed this, you're out of your mind. I mean, when I tell you that we're making moves that I thought we'd never move, I have 8 people on my team. I have 8 people on my team that I can rely on and call at any time to help me process any item that we offer. I also have a great legal team. We also have, you know, a great social media team now. So all of this started on a piece of paper, you know, and I kept my mindset on write down a target and try to take care of it, and then realizing that I could not do it all, and sharing this knowledge and this dream, just sharing it and telling everybody, hey, look, I don't want nothing from you. I just want you to be you and give them you and thrive in where you're at. It really turned out to be one of the greatest decisions ever made. I did a lot of things in the past really fast. Do this, I want to do this. And it just came and went. This is one of the hardest things I've ever focused on in a long period of time. And it came together so strong. It's no turning back.
Nah, not at all. And that just goes along to show you, like, you really reap what you sow. Man, yeah. I've seen you do a lot of different things. It's like you explained, bro. You've done a lot.
We also have, I just want to give a quick shout out to Lake City Soap Company. They've been on my back. They've been with me, riding with me since the beginning of this. You know, they're big partners of Vision Sport Management. Miss Kilbert, Miss Ashley, her graphic design, Mr. Nick Lede, great work that he does with his graphic design as well.
Shout out to Nick, I seen your work, brother. Real talk.
Yeah, great poster work. You know, if it wouldn't be for him, you know, we wouldn't have autographs and posters for fighters. Fighters they don't even have autographs and posters when I go to most of these shows. I'm like, hey man, who's fighting tonight? I don't know. Well, thanks to Nick Lede, we can make things like that happen. Thank you to Morgan Gilbert, my partner, my matchmaker, Ghost and Tommy. That's how we coming. You know what I mean? That's me and him, man. My beautiful wife for dealing with me throughout this whole, you know, this whole process. It's extremely hard to have me as a working man that's doing 3 things at one time and still being a father and a husband here at home. But other than that, you know, I may be missing some people. The rest of my team, my nutritionist, my mental health therapist, here at Vision Sport, the lawyer, everybody, you know, our lawyer, our legal team, thank y'all, you know, for riding with us and joining our team, you know, one of the hottest teams now.
Man, this is wonderful, bro. I'm very, very proud.
Calvin, I'm sorry.
One more. Shout out to Calvin, man.
Got to put Big C in this, man. My social media savant, Quoted by C. Hey, yeah. We got Quoted by C clothing coming. Calvin is working. Yeah, so look, I'm going to leak some things out. I know he's going to be a little upset. But I got to use this platform because I always promised him that, you know, he has a gift. And Quoted by C is something he's been working on for a while now. This man with words is a monster. When I tell you a monster, I mean, he can write a Bible with this thing. Quoted by C will be so inspiring to everybody in that struggle coming from the hood. You know, Calvin is going to change the game when it comes to motivation story. I mean, the man wants to do a movie. I mean, he's been working on a movie since he was younger.
It's funny you say that because we go talk outside of the podcast about that, because I got a few things moving around on this highest end, man. I got a few, and shout out to DT Visually, of course, because she's the one that does all my video work. So where we all go out to powwow, have us a nice dinner. Shout out to Calvin as well too, man, because he be, you know, he does a good job of keeping everything sewn in whenever I can't reach nobody. Everything, it always works out well when I can reach you or Calvin. So, but yeah, man. Man, it's such a pleasure, bro. Once, like I said, I'm so proud of everything you've done as a man. I'm proud of everything that Vision Sport has accomplished so far. I know it's going to be a million miles and running from here. I guess the biggest thing, how can they reach you, man? What's the best ways to get in touch with you guys to inquire y'all services and whatnot?
You know, we have our hotline, 337-580-3914 for fighters. We're always on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Vision Sport Management. Just type it in, we'll pop up. We have a heavy social media presence, but we're really going to start like a following around documentary type thing soon. But we're here, you know, we're on social media. We have a hotline. Website is being crispy right now. Website is being updated as we speak. We just wanted to make sure that, you know, we threw in the legal team on the website. So the website is ready. I'll be dropping it on social media. Calvin will be pushing it like work. But, you know, we just want to make sure that everything's right. You know what I mean? We're going on our first year. And before I drop everything on the table, I just want to make sure that we don't have to come back to the table. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, at Vision Sport Management on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have a TikTok. I'm not into that. I'm going to leave that up to Gavin. Other than that, that's where we at, you know. Once again, 337-580-3914. It's Vision Sport Management hotline for fighters if they, you know, they need any help. And that's where we are. You know, me, John Boy Belton on Facebook, Instagram, you know, King John Boy on Snapchat. Don't play with me. You know what I mean?
Snapchat. Boy, I got to go find him. Yeah.
Silverbacks Muay Thai Fitness on Facebook as well. Follow them. The gym is doing great things. We're trying to help the community of Oberlin, you know, but that's where we are, you know, community of Oberlin, Louisiana. Yeah, everybody come out. But yeah, big things coming up.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to make sure to put that number at the bottom of the screen somewhere so you guys can see that. I'm going to type up all the social tags as well, man. Man, Jonathan, thank you again, bro. Man, I really appreciate it. You are officially the first video guest on Doctor's Artist Podcast. It's a brand new era. I know some of y'all probably, for the few of you guys that's been following the podcast from way back in 2019 when we was doing the last couple of collaborations with that music and stuff, and I was just audio. And I'm tripping. Shout out to Luxy and Mandy. Shout out to Corey Freeman. That was my first and second audio guest, but we hadn't transformed. We hadn't bloomed. We hadn't gotten all of our equipment together. We hadn't ironed out. We still ironing out kinks to this show. Y'all about to see a different variation of this show pretty much every week. But I just want to thank you again, Jonathan, because I'm going to be 100 with everybody that's out there. I wouldn't know about this program that I'm using. I lost drive to do this podcast a long time ago. There were times I didn't want to mess with it. But Jay would check up on me, man. What you got going on? You got this? I'm doing this, man. You want to help? I always had some type of assistance for me. I appreciate you for that. I wish to see Vision Sport do big things. And I know that as long as Haas and Vision Sport is doing collaborations, we're going to do big things together. Hope we can spread that wealth to everybody else, man. I appreciate your time tonight, though.
Thank you, man. Again, man, you're the best, man. Dr. Haas is going to change this game. In the Southwest Louisiana area, man. I'm serious. It'll be the number one podcast to come to find out what's going on here and where. It's time to move forward. You know, it's time to move.
We're going to put it in their face, this rip. So just to wrap it all up, as usual, man, if you a returning listener, I appreciate your love. If it's your first time crossing over, man, come holler back. Same time next week, 101.
Peace.